What started as protests over offensive Halloween costumes and racial insensitivity at Yale and Missouri has spread to other campuses, with thousands of student protesters demanding an end to what they see as systematic racism on campus. At Mizzou, a student's hunger strike over racism and an unprecedented football team boycott of future games led to President Tim Wolf's resignation. Protesters have succeeded in ousting administrators at other campuses. These developments prove that student activists have plenty of institutional power, and we ought to support their right to flex their muscles and advocate for the changes they want. Unfortunately, a lot of these student activists have the First Amendment in their crosshairs.
You're infringing on what they need right now, which is to be alone.
At Amherst, students demanded the censorship of pro-free speech flyers. At Yale, students wanted the firing of officials who reaffirmed the right to wear offensive Halloween costumes. And at both Missouri and the University of Chicago, demonstrators physically prevented journalists from talking to activist students. One of these censors was a professor of journalism.
I need some muscle over here!
Student activists say they want their campuses to become safe spaces, but they're conflating two very different kinds of safety. Of course, students have the right to physical safety, but too many students wrongly believe this includes emotional safety.
It is not about creating an intellectual space.
Free speech isn't an obstacle that prevents radical activists from getting what they want. It's a necessary condition for them to promote their ideas. Students should fight racism and inequality on college campuses, and they'll actually need free speech to do that.